It just sucks, you know? 1 minute, everything is great. You're rolling along, and the world is bright and beautiful and exciting. And then, nothing. No calls, no texts. It's like you don't even exist anymore. I mean, I guess it's taught me that you have to enjoy it while it lasts, but... And the worst is, I sometimes wonder if it's my fault. I mean, how fucked up is that? He ghosted me, but I feel like I'm to blame. But you don't want to hear this, me going on about another man. And after you cooked me such a romantic dinner. I'm sorry. I guess I'm not over it yet. Maybe going out on a date wasn't the best idea. Ooh, more wine? Yes, please. It does feel good to be able to talk about it, though. Get some perspective. I mean, you're really sweet. That's one way you and Boo are different. I know, silly nickname, right? Well, he called me Peach one time, and Boo was the first thing I could think of to come back with. It just sort of stuck. No, he didn't talk much. He wasn't into feelings and emotions. He was very physical. Oh, no. He never hurt me. I don't mean it that way. Fuck, isn't it weird how the word physical has become a kind of polite way of saying abusive? No, by physical, I mean, well, he liked sex. Actually, he loved sex. Like, all the time. I think that's how he expressed himself, you know? Like, you use words, which is great. And he used touch and kisses and, well, other things. It was like our own language. Oh my God, you really don't want to hear this stuff, right? I should just shut up. Are you sure? Wow. You're not like other guys, all insecure and competitive. It's refreshing, you know? Like we're just two people connecting. You don't have an agenda. Oh, no. You don't need to. Okay. Top up my glass. I hardly know how much I've had. I've been talking so much. You know, I've tried going out a few other times since, well, you know, those other guys didn't really appreciate the way things went. My fault, I guess. I do kind of make his presence known. But you seem really secure. Emotionally, I mean. Like, not threatened at all. I like that. I'm not used to being around someone so generous. Boo was really possessive. But people should be willing to share. Don't you think? I mean, maybe I'm a little tipsy, but I find that hot. Sharing, being open, willing to make room for someone else. It's sexy. I miss sexy. I miss sex. Boo and I were really good at it, you know? He was really forceful and a little kinky. But I had a few tricks of my own. What tricks? I'm not telling you that. I'm not that tipsy. Besides, sometimes it's better to show, not tell. I mean, you do want to share, don't you? We've got all night. We should enjoy it while it lasts, right? Put your glass down. Lie back on the couch. There's one thing I used to do that he found irresistible. He could never pass it up. Let me just unzip you and... Oh, somebody is already hard. Naughty boy. Hard and... Sticky. You like that, don't you? You like me wanting to share. Maybe you have something you want to share with me. Maybe. I can coax it out of you. Put your hands down. I'll want them on me later. For now, this is just two souls connecting at this one point of contact. My lips around your cock, painting your dick with my lipstick. My mouth sweetening you with the taste of all that wine you had me drink. Do you like it? Do you like it, baby? Or this smooth, wet, slippery friction? It's so good. How could you ever give this up? How could it not draw you back? As I draw you in. Oh, you're close, aren't you? So close. I can feel it. I can taste it. So close, baby. So close. Oh, come for me. Come in my mouth. Come. I know you're there. I know it. So come. Come for me. Come, I'm waiting for you. Peach is waiting for you. Come, Trini. Come, come. Oh, fuck, yes. Come to me. Come to me. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. That's it. Oh. Oh, that's right. Oh, fuck. Oh. Did you like that? Was that what you wanted? Was that what you were working for? With that nice romantic dinner and all the wine and talk and empathy. No agenda, right? Don't try to protest. You can't anyway. You can't talk. Can't move. It suddenly feels like you're buried in mud, doesn't it? Like, you should be able to move, but everything is just too sticky and sludgy. I told you, I did. There was one thing I could do that he found irresistible, impossible to pass up. So here he is, baby. He came when you did. Slipped inside of you while you were occupied. And now he's taking control. I told you he was possessive. Oh, don't try to struggle. He's already got your muscles, your arms and your legs, your tongue, your thick, wet, lying tongue. You can't move while he's taking over. That's why everything feels so heavy and muddy. He's going to go for your heart and lungs next. Oh, yes, yes, yes. There. Don't panic. I know it feels like you feel like you're smothering. And your heart is going a mile a minute. It'll pass. It'll pass. See? He's breathing for you now. He'll have total control in just a little bit. You're handling it much better than those other dates did. Or maybe he's just getting better at taking over. Oh, look at your eyes. Are you scared? Oh, that's really fucking hot. Oh, that's how he looked too, you know, tied to that hotel bed. He wanted to play his silly choking game. The look in his eyes when he realized I wanted to play a little longer than he did. That was fucking delicious. Kind of like how you look now. I guess you do have some things in common. I told you I was to blame that he ghosted me. Oh, baby. You're sinking, aren't you? Sinking. 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 Sinking away as he finishes taking over. Nothing to grab onto. No way to pull yourself back. Don't worry. Wherever you are, you'll still know everything we do. We're really good together. Really physical. You'll see. Oh, hey, Boo. Welcome back. I knew you couldn't resist me calling you to come. Do you like the body I found for you this time? Yes? Good. Oh, let's enjoy it. While it lasts. Oh.